91X News.
It's 3 degrees and cloudy. I'm Mike Walbsha with 91X News. The federal candidates in the Prince Edward Hastings riding will face off tonight. The six candidates will debate with one another tonight at 7 o'clock. The debate is sponsored by the Belleville and District Chamber of Commerce and will be at the Empire Theater in downtown Belleville. The candidates will debate once again at Loyalist College on Wednesday for those who miss out tonight. The next phase of the redevelopment at Quinte Healthcare and Belleville General Hospital will begin shortly. The Minister of Health and Long-Term Care, Deb Matthews, is making a stop in Belleville this Thursday to make the announcement. Over the next 3 years, there will be new emergency room and laboratories built in the QHC Belleville General. There will also be a redeveloped space for inpatient mental health, oncology, cardiology, and operating rooms. Students in the kindergarten class at CML Snyder School in Prince Edward County will no longer be able to escape the sound of their teacher's voice. The Wellington Lions Club's members are presenting a check to the Hastings and Prince Edward Learning Foundation for the Good Sounds campaign. The $1,500 donation will be used to purchase a sound field system, which is used to amplify the teacher's voice. The system consists of a teacher-worn transmitter and speakers, which are placed around the classroom. Regardless of where the teacher is in the room, students will be able to hear them. Campaign co-chair and elementary school principal Rob McFadden says the installation of the system will have a positive impact on the student achievement and engagement. A new survey shows the Liberals, NDP, Bloc Québécois, and Green parties agree on key policies to fight climate change. Environmental groups found the parties either favor a cap and trade system that would create a market for emissions credits or imposing a carbon tax. The Conservatives don't respond to these surveys, but are on the record as rejecting both options, saying Canada will lose its competitive advantage by acting before the U.S. does. Ontario will change its rules so that elderly couples who want to live together at long-term care homes don't pay higher expenses. The cases arose when a Sudbury couple who had been married for 66 years couldn't find a long-term care room in their community. They found one in Kitchener, but the shared room would have been considered semi-private. The couple would have lost a provincial senior basic ward care amount of $130. A fight between the small Canadian company i4i and software giant Microsoft heads to the U.S. Supreme Court today. It's a case that could challenge how patent laws protect exclusive technology. Toronto-based i4i has been battling with Microsoft in a multi-million dollar patent infringement suit since 2007. The two lower U.S. courts have already ruled that Microsoft used i4i technology in some versions of its best-selling Word software program. That's 91X News to 103. Here's Ashley Gale with 91X Sports.
The Toronto Blue Jays are in action against the Boston Red Sox, and the Red Sox are winning 5-0. There's 10 more baseball games kicking off this evening. The White Sox are visiting Tampa Bay, Cleveland is in Kansas, Detroit is in Seattle, and Minnesota is visiting Baltimore. Toronto Raptors GM Brian Colangelo says the NBA club has a bright future despite another disappointing season. Toronto finished off with a 22-60 record this season, the third worst marked in the league. Colangelo says he hopes to build on the foundation created by the strong play of youngsters like DeMar DeRozan, Amir Johnson, and Ed Davis. Whether or not Colangelo gets a chance to finish the project is up in the air. His contract expires in June. There's only one Canadian team in action in the NHL tonight. Montreal is playing the Bruins at home. The Red Wings are in Phoenix, Pittsburgh is in Tampa, and Philadelphia is in Buffalo. And it's a slow night in basketball. Miami is playing Philadelphia, and Indiana is in Chicago. Kenya's Caroline Kilil has won the women's race in the Boston Marathon, outsprinting American Desiree Davila to win in an unofficial time of 2 hours, 22 minutes, and 36 seconds. No American woman has won Boston since Lisa Larson Wadenbach in 1985, though Kara Goucher has won third by just 9 seconds in 2009. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Mike Wapshaw with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy and a high of 5 degrees. Tonight, the clouds will remain with a low of minus 1. Tuesday, possible showers with a low of minus 1 and a high of 6. And Wednesday, we can expect rain, a low of plus 3 and a high of 15. It currently sits at 3 degrees. I'm Mike Wapshaw with Ashley Gale. 91X News, on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.